Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scriptures that I will be reading shortly are as follows. Isaiah 49, 8 through 13. Galatians 4, 21 to 31. The gospel which my sermon is based on, John 6, 1 to 15, and the closing hymn, 158. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. And for his sake, grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word. To the end that by thy grace we may come to our everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of thy just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here, and dwell with you forever hereafter, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And let us confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us now confess our sins and receive holy absolution. I now ask you before God, who searches your heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do confess. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins, committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do promise. Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Old Testament reading, Isaiah 49:8-13. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation I have helped thee. And I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all the high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, and neither shall the heat of the sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of the water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. So far. The Epistle in Galatians, chapter 4, 21-31. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondmaid was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which engendereth the bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, free, which is the mother of us all, for it is written, Rejoice, thou that bearest, and bearest not, and break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than which hath an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scriptures? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. So far. The gospel, which is the basis for my sermon, John 6, verses 1 to 15. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company coming to him. And he said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, Well, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in that place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them up together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that a prophet that should come into the world. And when Jesus therefore perceived that they were to come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain, himself alone. So far. There is a hunger deep within the heart and the soul of all people that can only be satisfied by the presence of the living God. St. Augustine said so many years ago, Thou hast made us for thyself, and the heart of man is restless until it finds its rest in thee. The marvel of God's love and grace, that is, he sought us out in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Through Christ's life, death, and resurrection, God feeds us and thereby satisfies that great hunger of heart and soul for his saving presence. Martin Luther once wrote his friend Philip Melanchthon, where he described both his need and the grace that filled that need. He wrote these words, I am seeking and thirsting for nothing else than a gracious God. And he earnestly offers himself as such and urges even those who spurn him and are his enemies to accept him as such. In St. John's account of the feeding of the 5,000, we see a stirring picture of the magnificent way in which God draws people to himself and feeds them. And this event, that is, the feeding of the 5,000, was undoubtedly of special significance in the life of the early church. It is the only miracle recorded in all four Gospels. So let us look more closely and see the power and the message of this familiar lesson. The central figure in the feeding of the 5,000 is, of course, Jesus. To see fish and bread multiplying without seeing the one whose power made that happen, well, that's to miss the entire point. And yet, how often do we focus on the gift, the goods and the glory in our lives, without recognizing the giver? What would the people gathered have seen as this miraculous event unfolded before their eyes? Well, those who were waiting for the promised Messiah would have seen something significant, because according to Jewish tradition, the Messiah would perform many great acts. In a miraculous way, he was to prepare a banquet feast for his people. The miraculous feeding of the wandering of Israelites in the Sinai desert would be reenacted in the presence of the Messiah. It is here that Jesus claims his messiahship. As the host, he prepares the meal. He silences the voices of Philip and Andrew, because they, like us, are inclined to doubt in what appears to be an impossible situation. Our resources are insufficient. Jesus will feed his people. Even if they fail to see the nature of the food that he offers, he will still provide it. Only he can do that. Only Jesus can feed and satisfy the hunger of the heart and the soul. The food that we choose for ourselves is of no lasting value. We prefer to choose our own diet, find our own way, make our own rules, and live our own lives. But such a meal does not satisfy. We remain hungry, bound for death. Our hunger cannot be satisfied with fish and bread, burgers or fries. We hunger for a relationship that God first established in the Garden of Eden and we destroyed. God has placed that hunger within us. There on that mountain, Jesus shows that he will satisfy his people's hunger. For what do we hunger? We should hunger for forgiveness. The weight of sin and guilt hangs around our necks. To say that we have no sin, it's a very foolish game to play. It's a deadly game without our eternal future, or with our eternal future. The soul that sins will indeed die unless it is nourished by the life-giving forgiveness of God. And relying on the grace of God, we are nourished and strengthened through the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus, aware of our need, calls us to himself even as he drew the multitude to himself. And it doesn't matter where we have been or what we have been up to, Jesus is the friend of sinners. He eats with us. He identifies with us. He feeds us. He changes us. We are now in the fellowship of him, the promised one. He satisfies our hunger for fellowship that no one else can fill. We pray, give us our daily bread. Again, what do we hunger for? Forgiveness, direction, fellowship, hope, faith, and strength. May our prayer be, Lord Jesus, feed me today as you did the multitude so long ago, and fill me with your loving presence and satisfy my hunger. And be assured that our Lord hears our cry. Even though we are slowed and weakened by sin, Jesus' presence will lift and nourish us, just as he fed the 5,000, so also he will feed us. the location of the feeding has changed. But Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Once he fed his people on the mountainside. Today he feeds us in the middle of a crowded city, a lonely hospital room, tension-filled homes, family farms. He keeps us in times of personal distress, spiritual darkness, failing health, political interests, and we will be fed eternally. Jesus Christ has seen to that. He guaranteed that when he took upon himself our sin, our pain, guilt, and all manner of spiritual hunger, and everything that would crush us, destroy us, plunge us into despair and death, was heaped upon him, and it broke him. On the cross, his body was broken. The bread of life was broken and laid in a tomb. But that bread did not decay. Rather, that life-giving bread, our Lord Jesus Christ, was resurrected. Sin could not hold him. Death could not hold him. Satan could not hold him. He lives and continues to feed the hungry. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.